Lord Jesus, I just pray that someone who needs to hear this will hear this. I'd just like to speak to those of you, if it's possible that these words could ever reach you. Anyone who's ever been abused by what we call clergy, anyone who's ever been harmed or hurt in any way by someone who is in authority in the church, I'd just like to just say this simple message to you. I've studied this for years and years, and I know God did not ordain that authority. God did not ordain the authority that we expect and we see in the Christian church. Jesus did not ask us to have the authority that we have. Jesus said multiple times in the Bible that we should not exercise authority one over another among ourselves. And if you've been abused or hurt by a member of clergy, then you have had authority exercised over you. You've been harmed and hurt by someone that you believed to be in this position of authority over you and placed there by God. But I'm here to tell you that God did not place that authority. God did not ordain that authority. Now, I know that's very hard for some of you to believe, but it's the truth. It really is true. Jesus said that we should not have authority, and he said that ministry is not authority over others. In the Bible, in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 42, the Bible says this: Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Look at those verses. As I said, Jesus repeated this many times in the Bible, three times very clearly, and many other times he demonstrated this principle. And it's a principle that he says about himself. Jesus said that he did not exercise authority over others when he was a man in the earth as a minister. Now, yes, later on it says that Jesus is the head of the church and that he had all authority, but that was after he was resurrected and ascended up to heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. The right hand is now the position of all authority. Jesus is the only one who's supposed to have authority. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:15 that Jesus is meant to be the only potentate of the church, the only one who is supposed to have authority over Christians. He is the head of the body meaning the church. That means you're a member of the church, and he is your head. It says he is the head of every man. Every man. That means we all have the right to have him as our authority. But what he warned us of, and a mistake that could be made amongst Christians, is to exercise authority one over another. The reason Jesus was saying this was because some of his disciples, his apostles, whom he had been working with for quite a while, came up to him and asked for positions of authority in his kingdom. And he scolded them and he stopped them. And he said, no. Do as I've done. Follow as I've demonstrated. Serve others. Do not have a system of authority one over another. You see, now when Jesus said this, he wasn't just saying a principle of feeling, but he was explaining a principle of the apostleship that he worked in. Jesus operated through apostleship. Apostleship simply means working with equals. Jesus took 12 ordinary men and worked with them, prayed they would do everything he would do and greater. You see? So he understood about service. He washed the feet of these apostles. He was the leader, but he washed their feet. So the point is that anyone who we've been leading or anyone who is, as we work together, we are to work together as equals. We are to serve one another. It's possible, though, that people, sinful human beings, could make mistakes. You need to understand something. The Bible says that all of us are sinners. So when we place someone in authority over us in any way within the church, were also placing their sin in authority over us. And if you were abused or harmed by a member of clergy, then it was their sin which was placed in authority by the agreement of others that harmed you. You see, they had a sin in them that was a tendency to abuse others. Being in the position of authority gave them the opportunity for this sin to come forth and harm you. And that, and you have to understand, and I want you to understand the depth of this. It's not that that person was wrong or bad, per se. They were wrong to do what they did, certainly. But the system of it fooled everyone. The system has been in place for hundreds and hundreds of years. You see, hundreds of years ago, people made the mistake of creating a system within the church of authority and hierarchy. It's incorrect. It's biblically incorrect. It's not what Jesus asked us to do. It's not the principle of how he operated. He said that himself many times in the gospel. Let me read another place where he said it. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 25, I'll start reading. And he, Jesus, said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves." You see, Jesus was saying something here, and if you look at that carefully, he said, we're not to even have beneficial authority one over another. That's the confusing part, because the person who abused you was also a benefactor to many people. He helped many people. He taught many people. Your parents, if you were a child when this happened, your parents trusted that person. They trusted their church. They trusted the system of the church. You see, and it's not the person's trust that was behaved. We tend to make these things very personal. But the person who was in authority over you was the person who was the most fooled by the system. People in authority are the people who are the most taken in by the system of authority. When they come to a point where they eventually believe that people truly are under their authority, you see. And your parents and you and generations have trusted the authority of ministry in the church. That's a complete contradiction in terms. Jesus said ministry should not be authority over others. The term minister means to serve. I mentioned the term clergy. The term clergy is not at all found in the Bible. The term clergy comes from the Dark Ages, from the medieval word cleric or clerk, which simply meant someone who knew how to read, because in those days of 1,000 or more years ago, the priest of the local parish was one of the few people who knew how to read, so they called him a cleric or a clerk, a clergyman. Well, the point is, and that's a clue to where these origins of human authority in the church come from. They come from the Dark Ages. They come probably from the 3rd or the 4th century, in a very, very dark time, in a very dark age. It's very likely that the very people that Jesus warned of in these verses, the kings of the Gentiles, who were the Gentile kings who ruled Israel? They were the Roman emperors, weren't they? It's very possible, it's actually very well-recorded history, that the kings of the Gentiles, the Roman emperors, heavily influenced the church in a very specific way. They brought the government of the Roman Empire into the church, which was a hierarchy. Now, history tells us that's true, but the fact is that Jesus tells us not to do this, not to bring that system of the kings of the Gentiles, of the princes of the Gentiles, not to bring that system, specifically the part of that they believe in hierarchy and exercising authority one over another. He's telling us not to do that. As I said, he was telling his apostles in that day and age. So it's very possible that sinful humans could make that mistake. And it's well-recorded history that in the 3rd or 4th century, sinful humans did make that mistake and brought in a system of authority that has propagated itself and perpetuated itself by trust and belief and by repetitive ritualistic format, which has been laid on Christians for hundreds of years, that leads us to believe that one person has authority. We go to church on Sunday, don't we? You went to church on Sunday when you were a kid over and over and over again. And when you went to church, you saw someone who you literally could not talk to. He could talk to you, but you couldn't talk to him. You can only say amen to that person. The only thing you can do is be in agreement with that person. You can even speak to other people. You dare not talk about that person, barely. That person had huge authority. And it wasn't that that person was evil or wicked. No, we try to put the nicest person we can in those positions of authority. It's almost hard for us to believe that we're not supposed to have those positions of authority. The Bible in the New Testament tells us that ministry, the gifts of ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, those are gifts for all of us to function in, ministries that all of us are supposed to work in together as equals. God is supposed to ordain ministry. That sounds like a big important thing, and it isn't a big important thing, but it means that God is supposed to pick whom he wants, when he wants, to minister and serve others, and only for a time. We're not supposed to have full-time, paid, professional, lifetime, authoritarian ministers in the church. Jesus said not to do that. But it's hard for us to believe because we're brought up in a repetitive, ritualistic format of authority, and we see it. And it benefits us to some degree. There was some degree of benefit you received from even that person who may have abused you. But you see, because that person has been placed in authority over you, that person's sin was placed in authority over you. And therefore, the trust that your parents gave them, the trust that you gave, the trust that all the people in your church gave to that person, well, that person's sin came along with their authority. Because there's only, you can't find a sinless leader. Well, there's only one sinless leader. His name is Jesus, and he's supposed to be the head of the church, the only potentate, the only one who is supposed to have authority over Christians. But we have been handed by tradition a system of human authority in the church, and it's biblically incorrect. And I want you to know this, if I can only get this message across, if this could just reach someone who's been abused by clergy, to understand that Jesus did not ask us to have clergy. He did not ask us to have authority over others. He asked us to treat each other as equals. He asked us to treat each other as brothers and sisters and Lord. He asked us to work together as equals with differing gifts working together. He didn't ask us to build a church based on human government and human authority. I know maybe it's hard for you to believe because you were raised in it. And if the abuse happened when you were a child, you were raised in it and you didn't know anything else. I understand that. I was raised in a Christian church as well. I was raised a Catholic, in fact. And I understand what the Catholic Church was like. I understand what it felt like and what you thought of the priest and so on. And I can begin to try to understand what abuse would feel like from someone like that. The important thing I want you to understand is, and this message is from my heart, because I know God is telling me in my heart that people need to know, Jesus did not ordain that authority. He did not ordain the authority that abused you.